Thank you, Pastor. Take your Bible, turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, I promise I won't be long. These kiddos did a great job. Thank you so much to those who participated in everything all throughout the year. And just to put the extra exclamation point on what Pastor just said, parents, thank you so much. Workers, thank you so much. Mrs. Trowbridge, thank you so much. Brother Harlan, thank you so much for putting this book together. Many things go on behind the scenes that most of us don't see, and I just want to thank everyone who is involved in our Master Club program and in our children's ministry in general. If you are in any children's ministry whatsoever, from nursery age all the way up, let's go ahead and say through teenagers, we're going to go ahead and throw them into the children's ministry. If you'll go ahead and stand, anybody involved in any kind of children's teen ministry, go ahead and stand. Let's give these workers a hand. All right, thank you so much. You may be seated. You're in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to share just a few thoughts with you this evening. Before that, just a few plugs for Vacation Bible School. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. One of my favorite times of the year. A chance to get the Word of God in the hearts and minds of children, not only that regularly come to our church, but some that maybe don't regularly come to our church. And let's all do our part. Many of you have signed up to be workers. Thank you so much for volunteering. Just a reminder, if you are volunteering, make sure you finish the email training that we sent out. Make sure you get the background check filled out and things like that. And as we plowed forward toward Vacation Bible School. And again, thank you for faithfully investing in the next generation. And we're looking forward to a great VBS this year. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want to read verses 14 and 15. Praying about what the Lord would have me to preach. And honestly, was having a hard time. but the Lord brought this thought to mind. What would be a good challenge for these boys and girls after a long year? What would be a good challenge for our church as a whole after a whole lot of things going on? And God brought this thought to mind that we should continue. Take a look at verse number 14. The Bible says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." The title of this brief message tonight is Continue. Continue. Well, what does it mean? We'll get into that here in just a little bit. The Apostle Paul obviously is writing to Timothy, his son in the faith. We see all throughout this book many things that are challenging, many things that are encouraging. And let's be honest, the beginning part of this chapter number 3 is not so encouraging. Because as you read through verse number 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers," and a list of a whole lot of other not so good things. A list of a whole lot of sinful things. And let's be honest, if we step back and compare our lives, compare our world to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 12 through 13, we could say, yeah, that pretty much sums up what we're living in today. That's not encouraging. But continue thou. As the Apostle Paul is writing these words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he's reaching out to his son in the faith and saying, Timothy, yes, those things are concerning. Yes, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, and they are waxing worse and worse. As we look around and we look at the news and things like that, it's honestly staggering that people can do the things that they do today. But it's not a shock, because it says it right here. And by the way, people were sinful during Timothy's day just as much as they are today. So we shouldn't be shocked. But what we should do, as Paul is writing to Timothy, he said, Timothy, but continue. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Think with me for a moment, for a couple minutes, a couple seconds. What did you learn about the Word of God as a child? Now, by the way, you might be sitting here saying, hey, I didn't get saved until later in life. Well, thank God that He saved you later in life. And by the way, when you got saved, you were a newborn in Christ, a newborn baby as a new Christian. So no matter where that point took place in your life, as far as a child accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what have you learned through Sunday school classes, through the preaching of God's Word, even through songs? Do you understand how powerful music is? That's why it's important, parents, I encourage you to invest in good, godly Christian music to play in your car, to play in your home, because music is such a powerful tool. I'm thankful that mom and dad would often play some kids' tapes in our car as we took our 20 to 25 minute trip to church from Farmersville, Ohio to Germantown, Ohio on a weekly basis. I'm thankful for those songs that not only got ingrained here, but that got ingrained here. I'll never forget this. I was working at a camp in Indiana, Hoosier Hills Baptist Camp, and working there for a summer. I love the camp ministry. I'm so thankful for the camp ministry and how God has used it to change my life, not only as a camper, but as a camp counselor. This particular summer working at camp, as we're talking about the power of music and how it's important to teach children good, godly music, I'll never forget this summer we're singing songs in chapel, and I had a little boy named Christopher in my cabin. Christopher was probably the shortest, smallest kid in the camp the whole entire week. Well, Christopher just clung to my side. He was right there beside me. He was the kid that was, hey, I'm not going to venture out into the darkness. I don't have a flashlight. I'm going to stay right here beside my counselor with the rest of the group. He was scared of everything, okay? We finally get to one chapel service, and obviously, with junior camp, you can make just about anything exciting. We're going to pick up garbage today. Yeah! The kids are getting excited. Well, we're at the point in the service where we're singing some pretty exciting songs, some energetic songs, but yet spiritual songs at the same time. How many of you have sung the song, if you're saved and you know it, clap your hands? Okay, thank you. You can put your hand down. Appreciate that. As we're singing this song, I'll never forget, as this young man is standing right beside me, little buzz haircut, we get to the point in the song, if you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. And that's exactly what he did. He stopped, and he looked up at me, and he said, Mr. Bob, I'm not saved. Whoa! That song that most of us were kind of flippantly singing because that's what we do in that point of the service, God used to continue to speak to the heart of that little boy, had the opportunity to take him and to show him from the Word of God how he could be saved, and he accepted Jesus as his Savior. You say, music isn't important. Yes, it is. It helped that little boy to come to know Jesus Christ as a Savior. We know he had been taught by his parents and by others up to that point, but we should think about the power of music and what are we putting into the hearts and minds of our children. What did you learn as a child? Think about those songs. Sing those songs with your kids. What verses did you learn as a child? Did you memorize John 3:16 or John 14:2 and 3 or a number of other things? Go over those things with your kids. Don't take for granted that they already know them. Parents, continue to teach the Word of God to your children. Continue to reflect on the things that God used the Sunday school ministry, the camp ministry, to teach you as a young boy and as a young girl. Paul continues, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul didn't simply step back and say, Timothy, continue in a certain thing. No. He said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. It's almost as if Paul is stepping back and saying, Timothy, listen, don't get discouraged by the evil men and seducers who are waxing worse and worse. Don't be discouraged by the wickedness and sin that's going on around you. Continue in living your life for Jesus Christ. Continue to abide in Christ. By the way, that term continue means to abide. We see that a couple other places in Scripture. It means to be a part of, to be connected to Jesus Christ. When you look at that word continue, it's basically the bridge that spans the gap between the start and the finish of something. So as we think about this, as we think about our lives, and I'm almost finished, are you continuing in what you've learned? Are you continuing to be a student of God's Word? Boys and girls, you did a tremendous job tonight. You know what? You should be the rest of your life a sponge. A sponge? What are you talking about? Yeah, a sponge. Soak in as much of God's Word as possible. Amen. Not just to keep for yourself, but eventually to wring your life out into others. To invest your life in the lives of others, just like your teachers have done with you. Boys and girls, continue to learn from the Word of God. Continue to memorize these verses. By the way, summertime is here. And all the teachers said, woo! Okay? But here's the thing. Children, teenagers, summertime, the time where you're out of your normal routine. You're out of your normal schedule. Okay? Let's be honest. A lot of very foolish decisions can be made during the summertime. A lot of laziness and apathy can set in and all of our lives during the summertime. Okay? Continue, boys and girls, to learn the Word of God. Spend time reading God's Word every single day. Teenagers, go to camp. Go on a mission trip. Whatever I can do to encourage you, get involved in as much as you possibly can. I appreciate Brother Tony, Miss Rachel, doing a tremendous job investing in the lives of our teenagers. Teenagers, continue. And by the way, after camp, 2 weeks after camp, when you've made a decision and it's at the point where, hey, I'm getting ready to go back to school and things like that, continue. Continue to have a good testimony in your school or at your workplace or on the ball field. Continue to honor and glorify God. Adults, what can we do to continue? We can continue to encourage and teach the next generation. Whether or not you have children in your home right now or whether they're out of the home, let's do our part to invest in the lives of others. Just like the Apostle Paul stepped back and said, hey, Timothy, yeah, that's important. That is definitely going on in our world today. The cyclone of sin and peril is swirling all around you, but continue. Not just in casual everyday things, but continue in what you have learned. Continue serving Jesus Christ. Continue being connected to Him. Back to verse number 15. And that from the child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Aren't you thankful that salvation has been made so simple that even a young child can understand? I'm thankful for a mom and dad who continued to invest the Word of God into our lives as children. I'm thankful for a Sunday school teacher who continued on a weekly basis to share the gospel. I'm thankful for the time when I came to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior as an 8-year-old boy. And I knew from that point on that I had a job to do. I knew I had friends at school and kids on the ball team who didn't know Jesus as their Savior, and I needed to take responsibility for them. So Worth Baptist Church, if I can leave you with one thought, after a great evening listening to great young people that have done a whole lot of great things for the Lord, let's do our part to continue. Now the truth of the matter is this. In order to continue something, you must truly first have a start. So as you're seated here today, as you've heard a young man stand here and share a great message from the Word of God about the disciples, about Jesus Christ, after that, he mentioned how important it is to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Listen, being a Christian is not simply walking into a church, not simply reading the Word of God. It's placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Just like Judas said, you had faith to sit on these pews tonight knowing that they would hold you up. Have you placed your faith in Jesus? Have you asked Him to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins and take you to heaven someday? I hope your answer is yes. If there's somebody here who says, you know what, I hope I'm going to heaven. I'm 99% sure. Well, listen, you can be 100% sure that heaven is your home by placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We know that salvation is a free gift that is offered to anyone. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you tonight, we'd love to help you and show you from the Bible how you can be saved. Let's all stand together. As we begin this time of invitation, I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you with the words of Paul to his son Timothy in the faith. Worth Baptist Church, continue. Continue to be a student of God's Word. Continue to be a sponge and soak in as much as possible in order to pour your life out into others. And again, if you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I hope you'll make that decision tonight. With every head bowed and every eye closed, let's be honest. How many of you will honestly say, honestly, Bob, if I were to die tonight, if the worst thing were to happen to me and I were to take my last breath right now, I know 100% sure that heaven is my home and I'm not ashamed of it. I'd like for you to raise your hand at this time, please. If your hand's in the air, I hope you'll take just a second and say, God, thank you for saving me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Holy Spirit, thank you for living inside of me and telling me what's right and what's wrong. Thank you. May put your hands down. Perhaps you weren't able to raise your hand to that. I've got good news for you. It's not too late. Today is the day of salvation. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. If you are a Christian, have you dropped the ball? Or are you truly continuing in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You know, life's too short to live for ourselves. We must live for God.